Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha the Vandellas, The Four Tops, Stacy Ladislaw with special guest Johnny Gill, The Messengers, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Commodores, and The Temptations. Well, first up, a great song from Martha the Vandellas, we've got Honey Love, right here on Motown.
Ooh, baby, we've tried love's recipe. Added each ingredient tenderly. A little bit of you, a little bit of me. And we've got honey love. Gone are the clouds that darken your sky. Gone are the tears I used to cry. 'Cause we've got
Breaking high. that we're going to be free.
You and me will touch the sky. Can't you see in your mind's eye
that we are one?
Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Stacey Lattisaw with special guest Johnny Gill. And that song was called Where Do We Go From Here, and they reached number one on the rhythm and blues charts of the United States in 1989. Before that, the Four Tops with A Simple Game. It only reached number 90 on the pop charts and number 34 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1972. And we started with Martha Vandellas. We've got Honey Love, number 56 on the pop charts and number 27 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. Well, we'll spin it back now to 1967, and we'll hear another song from The Messengers. This one's called Window Shop. Well, The Messengers started out in Winona, Minnesota in 1962 as a high school band. Well, in 1965, The Messengers released a cover of the song called In a Midnight Hour, originally made famous by Wilson Pickett on the USA record label, and shortly after that, they signed with Motown Records. They then moved to Detroit, and they had a few releases with Motown that broke into the Hot 100 nationally, and they also toured with the Supremes. But when The Messengers signed with Motown, they could not promote or release a follow-up to Midnight Hour, because as mentioned, that was on the USA record label. Well, their biggest hit was a song we heard from in the last half hour, and that song was That's the Way a Woman Is. Interestingly enough, perhaps due to the simplicity of the lyrics, that single was even a bigger hit in Japan. Well, here are The Messengers with Window Shopping from 1967, right here on Motown.
Girls are out all over the beaches, just like peaches, swinging right. You can take your pick, pick it up quick. You can see they got a whole lot showing, that's cause they know how to advertise. If you got a good line, you can find it's fun just grooving. And when to shop it, just looking to find one of those sweet things I call mine. Everywhere you look, there's a wide selection of feminine perfection. Just look around, they blow your mind, they're so fine. Wild like the summer flowers, I can look for hours as they're walking by. I think today I'll pick a bouquet. It's fun just grooving. And when you're shopping, just looking to find one of those sweet things I can call mine.
email Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
I was on.
Patience with I'll Be in Trouble, and they reached number 33 on the U.S. pop charts and number 22 in the rhythm and blues charts of 1964. Before that, the Commodores with Lady You Bring Me Up, number one in New Zealand in 1981. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Take Me Girl, I'm Ready, and they reached number 50 on the pop charts and number 18 in the rhythm and blues charts of 1971. And we started the set with The Messengers, Window Shopping, 132 on the pop charts in 1967. This hour, we feature some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.